From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, President Bush on the sovereignty surprise in Iraq. First, the lead from Baghdad, where Independence Day has come early. The U.S.-led coalition today transferred power to the country's interim government 2 days ahead of schedule. In a secret ceremony inside the high-security area known as the Green Zone, the now former U.S. administrator, Paul Bremer, turned over power to Prime Minister Iyad Alawi.
This is a big day for us, and the Iraqis, for the first time now, will deal with their own problems.
That's Prime Minister Alawi, not exactly on mic. Joining us from Baghdad is NPR's Emily Harris. Emily, what's going on? How are people responding to this early transfer of power?
Well, I haven't seen any dancing in the streets while I've been driving around today, or any celebratory gunfire, but Iraqis do seem generally quite pleased, very, very happy to see this happen, and very hopeful.
Now, the ceremony did happen very privately, carried out in secret and with a lot of security. How about the timing, the manner, the location? What does that say about the security climate in Iraq, and what is the government there saying about what it's going to do now?
Well, as far as the timing, as you've noted, it happened 2 days early, and it was over before it was even announced. The manor, it was very, very small, totally inaccessible to the public, and of course it was held deep inside the Green Zone, which was very extra well protected today by U.S. soldiers on guard and helicopters buzzing overhead. Basically, all of that is a reflection of the bad security situation here. According to senior Bush administration officials, the speed up to handover was partially because the government was seen as ready. The ministries had all transferred over to Iraqi control, and partially to throw off anyone planning attacks for the 30th, the original day that the handover was planned for. As far as what's going to happen, as far as how the new government is going to fight the insurgency, so far what we've mostly heard is promises of being tough, making it a top priority. There is an expectation that some kind of emergency measures like curfews will be announced shortly. There's a new visa regime that was supposed to start July 1st, which would require all foreigners to have a visa to come into the country. Although I did speak today to the Deputy Interior Minister for Intelligence, and he said regardless of the visa regime, the borders will still be porous. So he's expecting at least still a problem with terrorism. And Alawi, the Prime Minister, is talking that he'll get tough.
So how much power has actually transferred to the Iraqi government? For instance, is it possible for this government to revoke laws that were passed under the Bremer administration? And there were a lot passed in the last weeks. And is it going to be able to direct forces of the U.S.-led coalition as to where they're going to fight and how they'll fight?
No, on the last question, they will not be able to tell U.S. troops where and how to fight. The idea is consultation, but U.S. troops remain very much under U.S. command. As far as sovereignty, this is a limited sovereignty, and it's still an interim government. This government is supposed to be out of power after elections next January. Regarding laws, Ambassador Bremer did make at least 100 laws over the course of the year, orders that got on the books. They cover a range of things from elections to foreign investment to traffic regulations, and he also has done some highly controversial things such as granting Western contractors, such as private security forces, immunity from Iraqi law while they're on the job. The interim government does have the ability to change these. It's a process where the Iraqi ministers need to agree to change the laws, and then the presidency, it's a three-person presidency, a president and two deputy presidents, need to unanimously agree to change a law. It's not entirely clear how that process will work because the law governing this period does not say how, for example, the Iraqi ministers would come to a conclusion, whether it would have to be unanimous or not. And there may be some restrictions on what they can say.
NPR's Emily Harris in Baghdad. Emily, thanks for being with us on Day to Day.
Thanks, Alex.